Life happens fast. Be financially ready. Call Mesiro, 877-MESIROW. June the 30th. It is the last day of the first half of the year. And Tiffany Irving, it's a great time to look over what you've done in the first half of the year financially, and you help the fine folks at Mesiro and your clients do that, right?
Yes, I do. Thanks for having me, John. Great to be back.
We're going to go through the checklist in a little bit, but I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the all-time highs reached on the markets today. And I don't know where to go with this. I feel like some people don't think it's justified, but the market is what the market is, and they say it is. What is your takeaway when you look at all-time highs today compared to where we were a couple months ago?
Well, first, it's a great way to end the second quarter. So
that's true.
It feels good, especially compared to where we were back in March and April, for sure. But I think it reiterates what we talk to our clients about on a regular basis, which is, you know, the markets are going to be volatile from time to time, building asset allocations and investment strategies for them that are geared towards the long term. Because, you know, in a short time frame, the markets can change quickly. But also, you know, long term, if you look historically speaking, we were talking about this a little bit off air, but dollar cost averaging over time, you know, I'm looking at charts that go up and to the right as you look at the markets. So again, we're not investing day to day. We're not day traders for our clients. We're looking long term. So if you're going to be invested, just know that these are long term strategies.
Dollar cost averaging, for those that don't know, would be set a regular schedule. Like if you have money you're putting into your 401k, every other check, it comes in, it gets invested. Whether that day the market was up or down, it gets in. If you have money you're putting into stocks or bond, whatever the case may be, do it regularly and don't look at what the price is when you do it. Essentially.
Essentially, yes. But expect there will be continued volatility, as there always is going forward.
Yeah, it's like days like today, people like you get to take a victory lap for being like, I told you so, back when people were panicking. Although, I'd imagine that people you work with, clients, well, they probably call you when they're worried about the markets, they want to talk through it. You can often point to what you've already set up for them. It's not like you in March were like, oh gosh, we need to figure something out. You already kind of have a plan for all this stuff, right?
We do. And we stress test our projections against different market environments because we know not all years are going to be positive in the markets going forward. But also just so that people know when we're looking at their investment strategies, we have an idea of their cash flow, if they're in distribution mode, what cash flows we need to pull or income we need generated off the portfolio versus those are who have a longer time horizon. So you got to understand what your risk tolerance is, what your time horizon is, and make sure that you're not investing things in risky assets that you may need tomorrow.
There's a little bit like a sense of roboticness when you say stress test, although it is done by computers that stress test these things and it's important. But what I imagine is you mirror that test with the personal relationships you've developed with clients to understand what their true stressors are, right? That's got to be a key component of what you do.
It absolutely is. And we do have a few clients that still call in those volatile moments, but it does speak volumes when people say, are you getting a lot of phone calls today? And when we can say, not really. I think they're confident in the long term that their portfolios are going to be okay. And this is probably some short term volatility that we expected. We talked at the beginning of the year that we expected some volatility in this year. So, you know, not to panic. Our job is to be a little bit more objective and to help them take emotion out of it.
Yeah, don't try and tie in the market. There are scores of people that probably sold at the bottom of COVID, sold at the bottom of 2022, sold at the bottom of this year that have missed out on a lot. And I get that impulse. It is a scary thing, which is why plans are important and people you can talk to about it are important. Okay, we're going to do our mid-year checkup in just a bit. By the way, the fine folks at Mesiro, good to chat with about that. Mesiro.com, 1-877-MESIRO. Halfway through the year is as good a time ever to look at what you've done so far this year, right?
Absolutely. We talk about smart money moves that you can make right now, looking back on revisiting your goals at the beginning of the year, taking a look at your cash flow, your income expending, any strategies or plans you might have had in place to pay down debt or refill emergency funds. You want to make sure you're on track for that. We talk about mid-year tax planning, so we have time to make any changes before year end comes, as well as maximizing retirement contributions.
Wait, I'm feeling overwhelmed already.
Oh, sorry.
No, I think... But it's a lot.
It is a lot.
Do you have to do it all today or tomorrow?
You don't have to do it all today or tomorrow. And this is a plan you already created at the beginning of the year. And if you haven't, now is a great time. We're still only halfway through the year. But just kind of looking forward before we hit some of those year-end deadlines, is there anything we could start doing now to make sure you're prepared for that later?
Let's break it down into manageable meals.
Sure.
First, we're going to do breakfast. And breakfast I want to do is like the cash flow that you have, what you're spending. Now is a good time to look at that day-to-day stuff, that month-to-month stuff, right? I mean, what should we be checking on our checklist?
Sure, absolutely. Is there anything that's changed in your life, job change, anything like that, that would have affected your income? Because if you put together a plan at the beginning of the year, your budget, has your budget changed? What does that look like? And then from the expense side as well, have you been sticking to the 50-30-20 rule we've
What's
talked
that again?
About? That is 50% to needs, 30% to wants, 20% to savings. I know we've talked about it on prior shows, but this is kind of a way to break down the expense numbers on the budget side for you. Or I think we're going to talk about it a little more in detail on an upcoming podcast, but things that you might be spending dollars on that you don't realize you're spending dollars on, like subscriptions is a big one.
So, I mean, but really, I think a lot of people, we use credit cards so frequently now, mm-hmm. and you can pay them via your fingertips, which is great, right? It's all easy
to
do.
If you're in that good of a habit, great for you.
Right, great. But I think what that does is it offers a sense of complacency that if you were to be like, hey, from memory, tell me what you're spending on food in a year. Tell me what you're spending on subscriptions each month. Tell me what those special projects in the garden are costing. I think we have now set ourselves up to be so digital and automatic, which has a lot of benefits, that I would bet, and I'm looking at myself in the mirror too while I do this, I would imagine the vast majority of people could not tell you how much they spend in a month. Would you agree?
I would probably agree on that. Yeah.
Maybe a ballpark idea.
Maybe a ballpark. Yeah.
But ballpark isn't good enough here, right?
Yes.
We really need to look at it because it helps us just move forward. I mean, these aren't the bigger life decisions, but these are the foundations for it, right?
Right. And you don't have to spend a ton of time. There are a lot of apps out there that do it now. I use Quicken. Some people use Excel, but I think it's got to be intentional. You need to set a little bit of time aside just to make sure you know and understand where those dollars are going. A lot of those, like I said, with the apps or Quicken, even with credit cards, if you're really good at spending on credit cards, you can get a report done on the different categories of where your dollars are going. But you wanted to look at those transactions. We're talking to our daughters about that now, paying attention to, if not only for fraud, to make sure there's no fraud happening
True.
In your account, but to understand, you know, make sure every transaction is a transaction you completed and what it was for.
Boy, those companies are good now letting me know when they think something happened, which is great. But I think we have a little reliance on that where we don't check every transaction to see it. Okay, so the dollars and cents in and out. So make sure you're kind of like where your budget should be. Have an idea with where you're going. What about like the bigger decisions like retirement funds? What should we be doing at this time of the year? It's not just like opening up the 401k and going, oh, that looks good. All-time highs. It's you got to dive deeper, right?
Although that's nice.
That's great. We'll
that's
love
good
it.
To see right now. That's
right.
Good to see right now. Yeah, I think you just want to make sure if you didn't make any changes, you know, during your plan opening last year, what percentages that you are contributing if you have a 401k plan through your employer. If you're not maxing it out and you have the ability to do so, we always say max it out if you can.
Yeah.
But if you're not in that position yet, try to at least do whatever match they offer because those are free dollars to you.
Mm-hmm.
So at least try to hit that match. If you're not with a firm that has a 401k option, you know, talk with your advisor or your accountant, whether or not IRA or Roth IRA, or there are other accounts that may be more beneficial to you, especially if you're a small business owner. You know, there's some self-employed plans out there as well.
But look under the hood.
And one of the things we've found and we've seen is that, unfortunately, sometimes people will open the account, they'll send the check, they'll think their money is invested, but they actually have to go in and choose those investment strategies. So just funding it is not investing it. So making sure you know that those dollars have been put to work.
I just want to like pause there for 1 second.
Sure.
Because if anyone gets anything out of this conversation, it's that. The most of you have not only funded your IRAs, but you've probably invested them. You do it on your phone, you do it in some way. But if there's even like a moment hesitation, or let's say you think you're really good at doing this every time you put money in the account, I want everyone to check. Go check your accounts after the show today or tomorrow and just make sure the dollars aren't just sitting in a money market account or they aren't just in the account. Make sure they're invested in what, that's a whole other discussion to discuss with your advisors and such. But like, make sure they're earning what you want them to earn. Because I have heard horror stories, and I'm sure you've seen it from clients sometimes who think they've invested their money and it is earning 1% when it could be earning well, I don't know, the S&P average 9.5% a year. Who knows? You see that, right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Right. So that's the one takeaway. People do that. Anything else on the retirement? Oh, like let's say you are doing better on income or doing better on cash, you know, making sure you have the extra cash in the right vehicles or taking advantage of the Uncle Sam opportunities out there, right?
Oh, absolutely. So I would say if you've looked at your income and your expenses or noticed that in your checking account, you see that you've got more dollars than you anticipated, you're doing great and you're on track. Good job. Pat yourself on the back. But don't leave the cash sitting in your checking account. Either move that to high yield savings, go to CDs, you know.
Increase your 401k.
Increase your 401k if your plan allows you to make changes throughout the year. All great options, but don't leave the money just sitting around unless it's dollars you know that you need in the next 3 to 6 months, obviously.
Right. So let's say, all right, we've done the day-to-day, or the month-to-month. How much are we spending? How much are we income? We've kind of talked a little bit of retirement, make sure you got those all maximized or ideally where they need to be. Let's talk about the third one, the fun one, death. This is the one that we all put it off, the estate planning. It's June 30th, last day of the first half of the year. Tiffany Irving from Mesro, good time to make that first step on the estate plan, or second, or revisit it.
Or revisit it, right, exactly. I think this one gets put off a lot by clients because no one likes to talk about death, which is understandable. But the benefits it could bring to you and your family just by having your plans in place, you won't regret it, first of all.
And I think that often people will listen to our shows where we have people talk about trusts and how great of a vehicle they are. They aren't inexpensive. They do cost some money to put together, and some people get frozen then and don't do anything. There are steps you could take. You could transfer on death instruments. There's a lot of making sure your beneficiaries are there. I think like the living trust is like the gold standard, but there's a lot of things people can do up leading to it, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You want to make sure your powers of attorney for healthcare and property are taken care of, right? We're much more likely to become disabled than we are to die. Like all of those things. Again, if you've put them in place too, I say you need regular checkups because you want to make sure that the successors you have named or the beneficiary designations are correct. You just want to make sure things are in order. And as you mentioned, that's a great point on titling of assets is really, really critically important. If you have things in joint title, you know, if something happens to the two of you at the same time, how do people access those accounts and things like that? So I think that's important. And one of the other things I say that we've seen a lot of lately is if you own digital assets, so crypto assets or any of your online accounts, I don't know, I'm old, so like Facebook or Instagram or whatever's out there.
You're not old, but it's yes. Not,
whatever, X, your family photos that are in the cloud, yeah. Kind of all of those things, right? Does someone know how to access those? Where is that?
There was a lot here, but I think it's important. And again, a reminder, you don't have to do this all tonight or tomorrow.
No. Nope.
But July, make that your goal for the month.
Make that your goal for the month. Or we mentioned a lot of things here. Make one of them your goal for July. One of them a goal for August.
I like
again,
that.
You don't have to do it all at once. But I would say be intentional. Take an hour, set aside some time. The benefits to you will definitely outweigh the cost of 1 hour's time in the long run.
And you don't have to do it alone. The fine folks at Mesro, you got the checklist. Tiffany, you got it there.
I got the checklist.
You got reminder calls you can make to clients, to the people you work with. Boy, it's nice to get those instead of later on having to figure it out. You will keep your clients on it, which I love. Tiffany, it's been great chatting with you. And as you mentioned, we're going to do podcasts all month long. I look forward to it.
Thank you so much for having me. Thanks, John.
Mesro.com, 1-877-Mesro.com. Want to live well? Then you need to plan well. A Mesro advisor can help you create a financial plan that fits your life. Call Mesro at 877-MESIROW.